Okay. Let me know when you're ready. Just say yes.
And action.
All right. So thanks and welcome for Sorry. All right. Right?
You're listening to Robert Martinez, the apartment rock star. Robert is a national award-winning real estate brand influencer and entrepreneur whose company, Rockstar Capital Management, was recognized as the 15th fastest growing company in Houston by the Houston Business Journal. In addition to his 11 100% refinance cash-out events, his company has earned 15 city, state, and national apartment association awards.
Welcome to another episode of the Apartment Rockstar. As you know, we're all about performance. We're all about getting maximum shareholder value. But we also have another mission in our company, and that's charitable give back. Those of you that follow my story, my bio, knows that we started Rockstar Cares, a charitable part of our company, back in 2016, right after my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. It was a very scary moment for us. I didn't know a whole lot about breast cancer. Luckily, my mom got the treatment that she needed. She went to MD Anderson. She was able to go and survive it. And thankfully, we still have my mom today. But, you know, I learned through the process how preventable and how treatable breast cancer is, especially if it's caught early. And today's episode is going to focus all about our breast cancer walk, which is scheduled for October 12th. This is going to be our annual walk. We've been doing this since 2016. Last year, we raised $25,000. We had a mobile mammogram trailer come to one of our properties. We sponsored a bunch of mammograms as well. But this year, we're doing something a little different. Today, I'm being joined by Dr. Anu Schultz. Dr. Anu, tell us a little bit about who you are.
My name is Anu Schultz. I'm a dedicated breast radiologist, and I work with Solis Mammography. So what we do is dedicated breast imaging and take care of patients from screening to diagnosis of breast cancer.
That's amazing. We're so excited to have you here. Thanks for joining us. You're a big time guest for us here, so we're excited. Just a little recap for the audience. Last year we sponsored 18 mammograms. This year with your help, we're going to do 30. So that's super exciting, and we're going to work on it right here. There's a little certificate right here that allows you to walk into your office. Do they need to schedule an appointment?
So with screening mammograms, you can schedule appointments. You can do it online. You can call, but you can also just walk in.
Okay,
you can just
wonderful.
Walk in, and you don't even have to have an order from your doctor.
Wow, that's amazing.
Just have the name of your doctor and so that we know who to send the report to, and then that's all you have to do.
We're very excited to be able to partner with you. Last year's mammogram sponsorship was amazing. You know, we had a lot of our residents, right? This is for our residents. And, you know, having that mobile trailer there, I mean, they got to walk up. And for many of them, it was the first time they'd ever sought treatment or a screening.
Yeah.
And I know at least one person was like, wow, you know, I found something. And I'm really glad that I know about this today. And I think they're able to find the treatment. We had another resident who we helped sponsor with her financial needs. She ended up passing away because she got it very, very late in the process. With my mom, I was very fortunate. She was getting her screenings yearly, and she was able to seek the treatment that she needed. So let's talk a little bit about that, though. I mean, what is it that women need to know about getting a mammogram, or how often it should be? Is there an age when they should start? And what exactly you do when you're trying to help them?
Sure. So I think that's great. The voucher that you were talking about is the $99 mammogram, which is the cash price for uninsured patients. So if you have that voucher, Solis offers that. So that's a great opportunity to go in and get your mammogram. The best way to detect breast cancer and to survive breast cancer is early detection, right? So we recommend any woman 40 or older should get a mammogram every year, okay? Wow. And it's a real easy procedure. You come in, we take you back to the back. The mammography technician will do two views on each breast. They put the breast in mild compression in this view, in this projection, and this projection, both breasts. And that's it. You get the mammogram, and then you walk out. The radiologist will then read it, and you'll get the report within 24 to 48 hours.
Wow. Let's take a step back. What if breast cancer runs in your family? Should they come a little earlier than 40?
Well, that's a great question. So it depends on what age the person was diagnosed. So we consider a high-risk person somebody who has a first-degree relative. That would be a mother or a sister with breast cancer. So let's say your mother was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 45. We recommend 10 years prior to the age that the mother was diagnosed.
Wow.
So you would come at 35.
Wow.
So if your mother was 40, you'd come at 30. And then if your mother was late, like let's say in her 60s, we'd still recommend 40. So 40 is the age we really harp on.
That's crazy. I remember reading in a study last year when I was doing research on it, that 1 in 7 women in Houston are diagnosed with breast cancer. Is that a fair statement, fair stat?
It is very common. We usually quote 1 in 9, but may be 1 in 7. It is just by nature of having breasts, you're at a risk for developing breast cancer. The thing that's important about 40-year-old women, because there's a lot of talk and a lot of confusion, some people say 50, some people say 40, but those early breast cancers usually tend to be more aggressive and can have a harder to recover from and survive. So the earlier we detect it in those younger patients, the better the prognosis and better the care.
And how treatable is it, though? I mean, is it...
Breast cancer, I always tell the patients, it's because it's one thing, we don't want to tell patients that they have cancer, we're worried about them having cancer, but if we see something, what I like to tell them is breast cancer is a very treatable, very curable, very survivable disease. It's early detection that makes the difference.
Right.
So getting that mammogram is really critical to early detection.
So let's talk a little bit about the process. And so somebody comes in, they take one of our vouchers.
Yes.
Walk them through the process.
So they'll come in, they'll come into the front desk. They will be greeted by our receptionist, and then they will take the iPads. We have iPads to fill in their forms, their information, if they have a personal history, family history. We get all that information. Then they go back to the dressing area. We have these great lockers and a real, we try to promote a spa-like environment.
Right. Oh, nice.
It's very relaxed. We want it to be relaxing, as relaxing as this can be. And we really cater to the patient. And then they wait there in the dressing area. Then a technician will call their name. They will go back to the mammography suite, and they will take their pictures. Takes about, I'd say, 15 minutes, 10-15 minutes. And then they're finished as far as the screening gets done. Some patients want to have a screening with an ultrasound examination. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, then they will go to ultrasound next. And then usually our radiologists, several of them, like to scan the patient themselves, and then they will talk to the patient too.
What is a 2D and a 3D mammogram?
That's a great question. So 2D mammograms are mammograms where, like I said, that we do those two views, the breast compressed this way, the breast compressed this way, okay? And a 2D mammogram just has those pictures, just the one picture this way and then one picture this way. Mm-hmm. The 3D actually, and they're required the same way. The patient does not know any difference between the 2D and the 3D. It's taken the same way. But the radiologist, when they're looking at it, the 3D actually pages through the breast. So what happens is sometimes when we take a 3D structure like the breast and make it a 2D structure, tissue can superimpose on itself and mimic a mass. So the 3D helps us page through that area and determine, is that really a mass or is that just tissue that's lumped up on itself? So what the 3D offers, in addition to the 2D, it also decreases your callback rate, getting called back for things that are not breast cancer, and it also increases the cancer detection rate.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's a great, our group that works with Solis was instrumental in doing the research that brought 3D to Houston, and it's great technology, and it's used around the country now.
So let's say somebody, let's say they're not 40 yet, and they don't have breast cancer in their family, but they can do a self-examination, right? And they're able to see, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to find dense tissue, or what is it they're trying to look for?
So basically what they're trying to do is feel a lump, okay?
A lump.
Right now, we don't necessarily recommend that a patient should do a monthly screening, a monthly self-exam. If they want to, that's fine. Definitely go see the doctor every year to get a yearly clinical exam by a doctor, and they can also find anything. But we have a lot of patients coming in that feel something, just feels different than their normal breast tissue. Breast, by the nature of the breast tissue, is normally lumpy, bumpy. So if you feel something that's different than what you normally are used to, or something that just bothers you, that's when we want you to come in.
Okay.
It's really not the patient's responsibility to say, is that a cancer or is that different? If it just bothers you.
If it bothers you, yeah, you want to come in.
Yeah, go to your doctor, have them evaluate it, and then likely they'll send you to us.
Okay, and so when they're doing that self-examination, they find the lump. What is the lump?
So it can be different.
If it's a positive result, what is it?
It's actually a tumor.
It's a tumor.
If it's actually a cancer that they're feeling, what happens is there's just been a formation of a mass inside the breast. Sometimes it can feel like a little rock, or it can be like a pea size, and a patient can feel that small. And then we will see the mammogram and make sure there's nothing there. Or if there is a mass, we will go to ultrasound, and we will look with ultrasound too over that area. If a patient comes in with a lump, even if the mammogram is negative, we still do the ultrasound because the ultrasound helps find things as well.
Okay, and suppose it's negative and it's not cancerous. What is it normally then? I mean,
so then what happens is it's probably just the normal, like I was telling you, like the normal breast tissue is normally lumpy, bumpy.
Right.
And sometimes you can feel it. Sometimes changes in hormones can make certain breast tissue feel a little more lumpy than other times of the month. And so when we scan, we just say, oh, that's normal tissue. Or they can have a cyst, which is a benign, non-cancerous mass. It's just a fluid-filled mass. It's nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. But we need to make sure it's not a cancer.
Okay. So let's fast forward back in the process. Suppose I've gone in. We've had the initial treatment. When would they get the results?
So if they see the doctor that day, depending on what they came in for, if they see the doctor, they can get the results verbally that day from the doctor.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's usually within 24 to 48 hours. Okay. They'll get an email and then the report.
Okay. So obviously, if they get a positive result, they're going to be scared, right?
Yes.
How do you work with them to try to get them some of the education they need or the advice on what now? What do I do now?
That's a great question. So what we do if we actually see a patient and they do have a mass and then we scan the patient and we also see an area of concern that needs to, the next step would be we need to biopsy it. That is a needle biopsy. And we offer that service at Solis as well.
Okay.
And we do it in the same suite that we do the ultrasounds. And we will talk the patient through the process. We'll explain to them what we're seeing, what our level of suspicion is, and the recommendation for the biopsy.
Right. So you mentioned benign. So there is a good chance, even though if you detect something, that it can be just ordinary, natural, right? I mean, it's benign.
Right. And so that's a great question because it can be cancer. It can be nothing, just normal breast tissue. And then the breast also sometimes forms masses that are not cancer,
right,
but are benign.
Right.
Sometimes we still have to biopsy to make sure there's no cancer in there.
Okay, good. So I want to go back and take another second because I know these are just different questions that popped up in my head, right?
Sure.
And I have family members. So if you're a 20-something,
yes,
right, but you don't have a history of that, but you still want to get is it okay to still go get yourself a screening just to make yourself feel better?
You can. So typically under 30, we don't usually do a mammogram.
Oh, okay, good.
And
good
the reason is because the breast tissue is very dense. And the mammography, it's limited in its skill to detect cancer at that age, okay?
Okay, wow.
But we will do ultrasound. So if it's under 30 because they have really dense breast tissue, if they have any issue, we can do an ultrasound. Over 30, we will do a mammogram.
Okay.
So over 30, yes. If you have a concern, if you have a family history, just peace of mind, we can do it.
So my mom was very fortunate. Again, she got it. She'd been doing it. My mom's now 60. She's now 66. So this only happened just a few years ago. But she has a strong history of breast cancer in the family. I mean, I think my grandmother passed away from it. I think she's had sisters. You know, so with that, should she have been doing those in her 30s for sure?
Well, so that's a great question. What we generally recommend, if you have a strong family history, there are genetic counselors or there's a genetic testing.
A marker or something like that,
markers,
right?
Yes. There's two main markers, the breast cancer 1 and the breast cancer 2 genes, BRCA1, BRCA2.
Okay.
So oftentimes when patients have a strong family history, particularly if it's young patients, like in their 40s or 30s, with several family members with breast cancer, that usually is linked with the genetic.
So 40s is still considered young?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we're good, that's good.
For breast cancer, yes, it is considered young.
Oh, wonderful, okay, that's awesome. Now, I have a note here to ask about Smart Curve. What is Smart Curve?
Okay, so Smart Curve is a new technology. We were instrumental in doing the research for that as well. And it is a compression paddle that minimizes the discomfort when you're having a mammogram. So one of the biggest fears that patients have about the mammogram is it's going to hurt.
Oh, wow.
Because you put your breast in this plastic contraption and squeeze. It doesn't sound pleasant. So what we've done is we've created a curved paddle so that it eliminates pressure against the chest wall, which is where patients tend to have the most pain.
Oh, wow.
And then it gives compression over the rest of the breast, where normally we're putting a lot of pressure to try to get pressure in elsewhere. This curves it to minimize the pressure in certain areas and maximize the pressure everywhere. Okay,
that's so
you get
awesome.
You get a great technological response.
I want to end on misconceptions. What are some misconceptions with a screening or even breast cancer as a whole?
I think the biggest thing about
worries.
Yes, I think the biggest thing about breast cancer, biggest misconception is, and we hear patients saying it all the time, is, oh, well, no one in my family has it.
Mm.
So no one in my family has it, so therefore I'm not going to have breast cancer. But one in nine get breast cancer. Most breast cancers that we diagnose, there is no family history. Wow. So that is important for patients to recognize if they feel a lump or if they are concerned at all. If you're 40, just go ahead and get the screening.
Okay.
So that's the biggest misconception. I think the other thing is the fear about pain. A lot of patients, you know, worry that it's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I am over 40. I've had my mammogram. It's actually not that painful. And mm-hmm. I didn't even have the smart compression paddle. So I would recommend everybody over 40 to get it.
For sure. I think the other fear that people might have too is that, you know, once you get diagnosed, now what? They get scared, right?
It's
like, you know, what is this going to cost? Or does this mean I'm going to lose my breast? Or, you know, what are they going to do, right? But if you catch it early enough, what are the treatments?
So that's, again, a great question, because that's the main thing. Early detection affects the treatment. So if you have a very small cancer, likely they're going to, and that's the only one, they're likely going to be able to do what we call a lumpectomy,
okay,
where they just take out the one area. And also the type of therapy, chemotherapy, radiation therapy,
right,
will be tailored to the size of the cancer. So
right,
the earlier we find it, the less involved the surgery and the chemo and the radiation,
right,
typically. So
right, so and they come in stages, right? Stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four?
Yes, that's more done by the surgeons, the staging.
Okay.
And it depends on the size, the hormone receptors, and it gets a little complicated, but they take multiple things into account when they stage the patient.
Right, I think with my mom, you know, again, she was very fortunate that she got it, and you know, she caught it, I think, with stage one.
Yes.
You know, and it was just done with the radiation. It was done with the chemo, which is not always pleasant, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she had her issues with that for sure. But, you know, she was able to save her breast. And I think that was a big deal for her, right, which I think probably is for most women. So, yeah, it is highly treatable.
Yes.
It is highly preventable. Well, not preventable, but it's preventable.
Curable,
but detectable.
Yes.
Right? Because, you know, knowledge is power, right? If you know it's there, then you can do something about it.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you go about your everyday business, and it's sitting there growing.
Exactly.
You know, so, wow. Thank you so much. This has been really enlightening. I hope everybody enjoyed this. Dr. New, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, for sure. I think this is going to be an amazing turnout for us this year. I was talking to Tracy, our VP of marketing, and I know sponsorships are up. I know enrollment's up, and we had a big turnout. I hope you'll be able to join us this year.
It was a lot
of fun. We've been doing this since 2016, so I mean, this will be, I think, four years in a row. So that's really exciting to be able to know that. We're going to try to get back and leave a legacy other than just, you know, we're owned by shareholders, right? I mean, we have the investors, and they want to produce a return. But then we also want to produce a return on life,
right,
and leave a legacy. And to be able to sponsor this is huge for us. I'm really, really excited to get behind it and have our company get behind it and to partner with you. So thank you so much.
Love it. Thank
you. It was
a
pleasure to have you on our show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So that brings us to the end of another Apartment Rockstar podcast. Again, this is our fourth annual Rockstar Cares Breast Cancer Walk. It's October 12th, held in downtown city of Humble. Please, please, please get involved with us. Sponsorships are up. Enrollment's up. But, man, we can never have enough help. There's always something that everybody can do. So I hope you can join us October 12th, 8 a.m., City of Humble. Catch you next time.